and verse 1. Psalm 37, verse 1. And just while you turn there, don't stand yet. I'll have you stand. I mean, I'll read the verse. But, serving the Lord is a great thing. And sometimes I see church newsletters and bulletins. They get things just a little mixed up. You ever see that? A little bit. For example, someone had their newsletter, "Let us pray for Harold Johnson, who has been suffering from severe depression since joining our church." That wouldn't go over too good, would it? Amen? All right. This is one of my favorite. "Please," this is out of somebody's church bulletin, "please join us for all-you-can-eat dinner, followed by a sermon on gluttony by Pastor Terry Williams." Amen? That's a great time to preach on gluttony after you've all eaten and everything. Amen? And then a preacher, he visited senior citizen, and he said to this senior citizen, at your age, do you think about the hereafter?" And the man said, "I do all the time. When I enter in a room, I ask myself, what am I hereafter?" Amen? And then there was, in this bulletin, there were three new choir robes needed due to the addition of several new members and the deterioration of some older ones. Some of them didn't make it. Amen? One of them put this in their bulletin. "Do you love," they're supposed to say, "Do you love to sing?" But they messed up. "Do you love to sin? The church is looking for new members." Am I right? Amen? All right. I don't know who does your bulletin or newsletter. I'm not making fun of you. I'm just telling you this is true stuff, okay? And then here's one of my favorite. "Don't let worry kill you. Let the church help." Amen? We'll help do that. We'll send you right on down the highway quick, boy. I'll tell you that. Amen? All right. And but I'm just thankful today to be able to be in the Lord's work, be able to and be associated with a good man like Brother Mosley. Thank the Lord for all the years, our Christian school. We all came out of Cleburne. I was born and raised in Cleburne, Texas, and Calvary Baptist Church. I got saved there at Calvary when I was an 11-year-old boy and called to preach at that church and ordained there. Went off to Baptist Bible College, Springfield, Missouri. I met my future wife, Miss Sheila Williams. She was Sheila K. Bartlett. She was born in Lubbock, and she was little. They moved to California. But she came from California to Springfield, Missouri, went to Baptist Bible College. I went from Burleson to Cleburne up there. We met each other up there, and after our second year, guess what? We got married, amen? And we're still married, 4 kids, 8 grandkids. And I can brag to you simply this, all 4 kids and all 8 grandkids, they are all serving the Lord Jesus Christ. And I know my son Jeff Williams, missionary in Winnipeg, Canada. My daughter Janet and Russell Brinkley, they're missionaries in Perth, Scotland. My daughter Jennifer and Roy Webster, pastor Sherman, Grayson Bible Baptist Church in Sherman. My son Lynn Williams, his wife live in Grapevine. He owns a internet business, the KJVstore.com. Is that right, Miss Williams? The KJVstore.com. What does he sell? King James Bibles, amen? All King James. You can order from him Sunday school material, vacation Bible school material. He has people, churches all over the world ordering materials from him and helping those churches. Because we don't need the NIV because it is not, the NIV means not inspired version. So don't mess with that, okay? Leave it alone. Use the King James Version, period, amen? If you don't have a King James Bible, you need to get one, all right? And if you want to get one for my son, tell him I said to give you one and give you a deal on it, all right? He might do it. I don't know if he will or not, but he might, all right? But anyway, in Psalm chapter number 37 and verse 1, Psalm 37 verse 1, and I'll let you stay seated. That's okay. And it says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, and so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. And then here's my real thought, is verse number 5. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Lord, bless your word. Thank you for it. Thank you for the privilege of the Lord to be in First Baptist Church here in Haltom City. And thank you for Brother Mosley, Lord, the pastor here, and the great job he's doing, and these dear faithful people in this church. And just bless them and bless their ministry. They're missionaries around the world they support, and their ministry in this city and around, Lord, as we try to win every soul we can to Christ and get them saved, get them in heaven. Bless the word tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight, when I'm thinking about this today, the word I'm thinking about is the word commitment. The word commitment. You know, we have a lot of people that are committed to a lot of things. There are people out there tonight. They're committed to lodges, and if you remember some of this, don't get mad at me. If you do, tell me later, all right? But anyway, there's some committed to lodges, associations, and some of them, they're committed to sports, you know, man. I mean, they'll die. If they can't stay home and see the Dallas Cowboys play on Sunday, they're going to die, you know. They can't come to church and all that kind. And I always tell them, all you guys that stay home and watch them play while we're having church, when they lose, it's your fault because they're losing, all right? But also, I believe today that we're, people are just, they're tied up with sports. And I always played sports. I played football, and I was mean and ugly, boy, back then. I was tough, man. But you know what? I believe that serving God, you know, there's a time to have sports and there's a time to come to church and serve the Lord. And I believe that people today, they get committed to all those things. And then I believe people need to get committed to their job. You know, and to me, if you work, which we all do, some of us got to work. If you don't work, you don't eat, you know. But anyway, but we ought, if you're work, you ought to be committed to your job. You ought to be the best you can be. Whatever your job is, you ought to be the best. Amen. And do your job, do a fair job, and God will bless you for that. Amen. And people get committed to social clubs, you know. There's all kind of the lions and the mooses and the bears and the woodmen and everything else. There's all kind of, I mean, people will do things for those groups, and you try to get them out to come to church on a Sunday night or a Wednesday night or a visitation night or a revival or a mission conference. Well, brother, that's just too much trouble, you know. Amen. I just can't make it. But I believe today, also, people are committed to the news. I know we all, I mean, I'll be honest with you, before we left to drive up here, I was watching the news because they were talking about hail and all that storm coming in and all that stuff. And, you know, I said, well, boy, if that thing comes in and we're driving up here, man, we may have hail the size of pumpkins hit our car or something. I don't know. And I was watching that news, man. But thank God, you know what? It went past us. It went on the east side of Dallas and on down that way, Kaufman, and those people down there at Canton. God bless them, okay? I hope they survive. But I believe today we ought to be committed to things. I'm, you know, there are folks today committed to alcohol. We got too many drunks in this world, amen? I mean, they're committed to alcohol. I mean, if you got to drink something, hey, just drink sweet tea or something. Dr. Pepper. Drink a Dr. Pepper or a Coke, amen? Something. If you have to drink beer, drink root beer, all right? Amen. A&W root beer floats. They're good. Good stuff. But people are committed to tobacco. I mean, you know, somebody said if you smoke, there's a fire on one end and a fool on the other end when you smoke. Amen. Committed to tobacco. And you may be a smoker. I say, well, that's all right. Get cancer, don't blame me. I'm preaching against it tonight, okay? Also, drugs. We got all these people today that are, I mean, just be, how many of us right now, how many of you take some kind of drugs right now? Well, I do. I have high blood pressure drugs. I need it, man. Amen? And I have different drugs we take. I take my wife, and now we take Bible. My wife takes, she takes more drugs than me, but I'm hard to live with, so she has to. But anyway, I believe today that don't be a druggie. I mean, take what you need. If the doctor prescribes it, take it and do it right, amen? But don't mess up with it, all right? And then also, with this old world right now, I mean, we're in the situation where immorality is rampant. I mean, the sexual sins and the things that are happening in this world today that are just horrible. I mean, be honest with you, I wouldn't dare, I don't go to movies, you know. And we have TVs, all that, and you got, if you can't control the dial on your TV, get rid of the thing, all right? Because there's junk on there now that used to be nothing on there. It was tame. But now it's gotten so immoral. It's horrible out there. So I believe that we need to have a commitment. The word commitment means to be connected. It means to be to perform. It means bound to a course of action. To be committed, have a commitment. I know in our churches, and you probably do too, we have a mission conference every year. At the mission conference, we pass our mission cards out, and we ask our people there to mark on the card. We say, don't put your name on there, but you take that mission card, and you check on there what you pray about it, and what God lays on your heart to give to mission this year. You check that amount. You tear off the little tag that you keep for your memory, and the card, the other card, you put that in the offering plate when it comes by, and that's your mission commitment for the year, amen? And just start giving it. And I'll tell you how that works, too. You just start giving it. You say, well, man, I don't know if I've got it this way. I promise you, if you give your commitment, it's going to come in, amen? I mean, I've had too many people tell me, preacher, man, I didn't know if I could make my mission commitment. I put it in, and you know what? I got a raise last week on my job, and it covers my mission commitment for 6 months. Amen. God's able to do that. I mean, He's able to do that today. So I like that. I like being committed. And someone said this. Someone said there's a close to 100 million church members in America. And if that's true, why are we not making a greater spiritual impact in this world? I mean, there's a lot of churches around. There's a lot of supposedly Christians around. But yet, I'm going to tell you what, these joints are just thriving, amen? The places of ill repute are going on. And stores are even, you know, they're selling things in there that they shouldn't be selling, amen? And Target, I think they're reaping what they've sown on that deal. And a lot of people now are not going in Target anymore because they were starting to have things that would appeal to the gay pride movement, amen? And I don't think I need anything else out of Target. I'll just go to Walmart or someplace like that, amen? But I believe today why can't we be making a greater impact? Why on Sunday night are our church services not as full? And I'll commend you tonight for a Wednesday night. You've got a good crowd tonight, and your preacher's gone, amen? When the cat's away, the mice will play. I always say that, you know. But I mean, y'all have got a good crowd here tonight on a Wednesday night. God bless you. Amen. Y'all must be some religious fanatics or something. I don't know. But I'm glad you're in here tonight. And so I believe that we got to be sure we're committed. And the Holy Bible, we know, our Bible is the inspired, infallible Word of God. Amen. No errors in it. I've heard people say, well, preacher, those Bibles all have errors. Well, I hand them a King James Bible and said, you show me some errors in there. Amen? There's not any in there. I mean, God preserved the KJV. God preserved that Bible, that Word. Amen? And I'm thankful for that today. And I believe that, you know, we have a lot. We believe in prayer. All of us, we believe in prayer. And our churches have prayer. A lot of times Wednesday nights are prayer meeting night. And yet, you know, with all the praying that's going on that we're doing by our churches, man, this world is still getting worse and worse and worse, and people are lost and need to be reached for the gospel. So when I think about being committed, number one, be committed to your God. Amen. Be committed to God. Now, I want people to like me, and your pastor wants people to like him, and I want people to do things for me, and he does for you to do to him. But you know what? Don't be committed to Brother Williams. Be committed to God. Amen. And if you come to church, you come, well, if I don't come, that preacher's going to come by and knock on my door. Well, you know what? You be committed to God tonight. If you're committed to God, you'll go see the church. You'll go see the preacher. Amen. I believe that the Bible said, commit thy way to the Lord and trust also in him. And I believe that real commitment, you know, most people say, well, I showed up on Sunday and that's enough. I believe real commitment is, it's a 24 hours a day, 7 days a week job. Amen. When we leave out of here tonight, this is Wednesday night. Tomorrow's Thursday. That day ought to be committed to God. Amen. Every day, not just Sunday, not just Wednesday night, but we ought to have a commitment every day, 7 days a week. And I'm preaching, I'm sure, tonight to the choir of this church. Because, I mean, you guys, if you're not committed, you wouldn't be here. Amen? And thank God for you being here tonight. And Lord bless every one of you. And I believe that we need to be committed. It's not just a Sunday thing. It's a 24-hour day thing. And I know the Bible said in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things will be added unto you. If you put God first, God's going to take care of you tonight. Be committed to God, amen? And I believe that when we're committed to God, it will show, and you know what, other people will see the fruits of your commitment if you're committed to him. So-and-so over there, man, they come all the time. You know, I see them, they always put their offering in, and they do this and that. You know, and that'd be a blessing, amen? But we don't do it for show. If you're doing it for show, you might as well quit right now. But if we're doing it for the right reason, people notice that. Say, well, man, you know, I don't know Brother So-and-so. Man, he's faithful, you know. He's always gives. And he's here supporting this church and loves the pastor and all that. Then I think a second thing is be committed to your family. Your family. Boy, we've got, in this world right now, we've got families that are falling apart today. And I believe in being, thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Be committed to your family. And I like that. Do you love your family? Well, if you don't love your family, there's something wrong with you. I'll tell you that right now. Amen. And thank God. I like that word family. I like my church, my home family, my family. I like my church family. You guys, you're one big family here. Amen. Your church is a family. Thank God. Amen. If one of you hurt, we all hurt. If one of you have a need, we all have a need. All right? And I believe that we need to have a commitment to our family. And children, I believe that the Bible said, thou shalt understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. And Proverbs 3:6, in all thy ways acknowledge him, he shall direct thy path. I mean, that children, obey, you know, the Lord, amen? Obey God, and God will bless you for doing that. And I believe that be committed to your children. Boy, I'll tell you what, in this day and age, that's why your brother Marlon and I, we spent a lot of time working with Christian schools in our league while we were pastoring our churches, because we realized the importance of our children being taught the things of God. Amen. And I appreciate him for that. And he and I worked together on that. And I believe today our kids deserve a Christian education. They deserve that. And I believe that because we have families out there today, they don't take care of their kids like they ought to. Then also, how long has it been since you expressed your love to your spouse, your wife, your husband? Amen? I mean, we ought to be committed to your family. Again, my wife and I now, we have made it for 56 years. 56 years? I mean, we might can make 56 more. I don't know. Amen? Well, we're going to give it a shot. I know that. But I'm going to tell you this. If you love your wife, I love my wife. My wife loves me. And my wife don't let me go off nowhere by myself. I told you that. Amen? She's afraid I'm going to get lost out there somewhere. But she'd have to come hunt me. But I know this, that we need to love our wife. Wives love their husband. Husbands love their wives. Amen? Also, for children, the Bible said, your fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. I mean, all of our children, if you don't make your kids mind, somebody's going to have to. Amen? And we've got a lot of young people get in trouble right now. And I know in my house, you know, when I grew up, I mean, we had regularly the Board of Education applied the seat of knowledge. You know, amen? And I don't know, somebody said, well, you shouldn't be beating those kids. Well, you know what? You can spank them. You're not going to kill them, all right? And I thought a couple times my dad was going to kill me, but he didn't. I still lived, amen? And then whenever my kids got around and I had to spank, and I used to think, my dad used to say, well, son, this hurts me more than it's going to hurt you. And I thought, man, how can that be, you know? But then when I had to spank my own kids, I figured that out. Especially my two daughters. I got two daughters. I got two sons and two daughters. And the sons, I didn't mind. I could, you know, I got a good board on for wearing them out. But my two girls, man, I tell you what, I delegated that authority to my wife then, amen. Because I just couldn't bear to spank those little girls, amen. I just couldn't do that. But I probably did a couple times, and they'd probably tell you that. But anyway, and then I believe today the Bible, you know, tells us that we committed to our family. We have the wives. Wives, submit yourself to your husband. Husbands, love your wife as Christ loved, and be not bitter against them. For children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing of the Lord. And so I believe God wants you to be committed to your family today. Amen. Be a family person. Be a church person. Be a family person. Be a family person. Be committed to God. Be committed to your family. Then thirdly, be committed to your church. Amen. To the church. You got a good church here. This church is been around a long time. I don't know. I don't know exactly how the number of years, but it's got to have been here for, man, I don't know, what, 40 years maybe? 50 years? Maybe more than that, huh? Is it 55 years? 55 years. Thank God, amen? The doors are still, after 55 years, still open, amen? Still having people saved. Still having the church grow. Still doing your missions work and your church work and all that. I mean, be committed by attendance, you know. In Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking the assembling yourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more see the day approaching. And, well, I'll tell you what, attendance is important. Amen. And someone asked this question, does your family need to ask, are we going to church today? I didn't ask that very many times in my home, you know. My kids didn't ask that very many times. Why? Because they knew. Amen. They knew to get up and get ready. And when we went to church as a kid, you know, you get up, you put your church clothes on, you get your Bible, you take an offering, and you go to church and you act right. Amen? One time when I was as a kid growing up in Cleburne, Old Calvary Baptist, it was up about a junior high. We had the last two rows on the right back there. And the teenagers were sitting back there a couple of times. And as teenagers kind of get to do after a while, they start messing around a little bit, And the preacher was up there trying to preach. And finally, he said, you guys back there, y'all need to settle down just a little bit. Y'all are just getting a little bit out of whack here, and I got to preach this. And so, boy, when I said that, he said that, pretty soon, one parent at a time went back and got their kid off the back row or second row and took them out. My dad was the last one to come back. He got me. And the other parents took their kid out in the front and put the belt on them. My dad started in the church on me. He spanked me in and all the way out the door and outside. Amen. And I was more embarrassed than I was hurt, you know, because the whole church knew I was getting it, man. I got it good, you know. But I believe today, I believe that, we just need to be faithful to the house of God. And shouldn't have to ask. Don't have Sunday-itis, amen. And Wednesday night, people have too many things to do. Well, I'm just too busy, man. I worked all day today. Well, probably all of us did, amen. We always work. And even though I'm retired as a pastor, I'm busy. My wife will tell you, I'm very busy. I preach it. I have a service in a nursing home. I visit all the nursing homes in Burleson every week. And I go to hospital calls. And I'm preaching somewhere almost every Sunday. I preached in Granbury last Sunday. I preached in Sherman the week before that. And just these guys, when they're out of town or sick, they call me to fill in for them. I think some of them went to play golf or went fishing and just called me. I don't know. But I'm glad to go and help them. I like to do that. And then also be committed to church growth. I mean, it's good. You know, we want to be sure that we keep winning the lost at any cost. Amen. I don't care how big or little our church is. You know, how many people do we witness to this week? How many tracts do we pass out? How many doors do we knock on to try to get people to come and be in church and serve the Lord? I believe that God wants our church to go forward and to grow. And the reason is, we don't want anybody to die without Christ. Amen. And I know, I believe that, you know, old Johnny Flanagan, have you ever had Johnny Flanagan sing here for you? You had him? And one of his songs I like, he said, "I'm not looking for the undertaker, I'm looking for the upper taker." Amen. And I mean, that's what I'm looking for. Amen. The undertaker, I don't care about that. There was some deal on the news I saw, I think it was yesterday, they had actually taken someone out to bury them. They had them in the coffin at the cemetery, and they heard some noise going on, and they opened the coffin up, and this little woman was there. She was still alive in there. She'd been beaten on that, and they got her out, man, and she lived. And that, wouldn't that be crazy? Man, I don't know. If I was doing that funeral, I think I'd be leaving right there, boy. But I believe we ought to be also. And I got to do this one. The preacher didn't ask me to do this, but y'all tell him I did it. He'll give me a smile sometime. Be committed to church finances. Amen. Church finances. And Malachi 3:8, will a man rob God? Sure they do. Yes, you have robbed me, but you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Amen. Somebody said, well, I can't afford to tithe. Well, I can't afford not to tithe. Amen. Amen. God can take you giving your 10% and keeping your 90%. He can do more with that than if you did it the other way around. Amen. I mean, just be faithful and give your tithe. Don't rob God. And also, I believe we ought to be committed to soul winning. The Bible said, he that winneth souls is wise. And, you know, our pastor there in Burleson now, Brother Bob Parker, he's just been with us a short time, a good pastor, a good man, and the church is doing well. We're members there. That's where we go when I'm not preaching someplace. But he brought a great message the other day on soul winning. But everybody, no matter who you are, everybody can talk to somebody about Christ. Get tracts and talk to them and win them to Christ. And then also be committed. Be committed to your spiritual life. Well, I'll tell you what, I've been embarrassed a few times in the ministry. I've gone maybe to somewhere, to a store or something, and you see someone that's come to your church, and they are maybe been pretty faithful, and you go in there, and I see them afar away before they see me, and they're puffing on a cigarette, you know, or stuff. And boy, I tell you what, they dodge me quick. You know, I mean, they're out that side door real fast. But I mean, today I believe that, you know, whether you're in Walmart or in church, you ought to live for Jesus. Amen. You ought to live for the Lord. We ought to be a servant, be faithful to Him. And I just, again, today, I believe that we need to be committed to the Lord. And in my wife, I told her, I wasn't going to say this, but in part of my message, the last part, I was going to say, my wife, if I didn't straighten up, she was going to be committed somewhere. But I want to be committed to the Lord, whatever I'm doing. I want you to be committed. Let's bow our heads in prayer. We're going to have a prayer and verse of invitation. And if the Lord